Well, Blighty, a pleasure to catch up with our next guest, someone who you and I know pretty well, and what a pedigree he has got. He's the new head coach of the Gold Coast Suns Footy Club. Stuart Dewey is his name. Dewey, thanks for your time.
No dramas.
What's it like, life as a senior coach?
I'm sure it's this time of year, it's probably the least stressful time of year. There's not the pressure of win-loss, but plenty of work to do. So being first up, I've just been trying to get involved into everything and get a real feel for the footy club and players in general.
Just a quick one on the family, Stewie. How, the boot all up here and already settled? Got to be important for you.
Yeah, so I was a little bit up and back before Christmas just because of the sudden nature of it. When you get the job on a Thursday and start Monday, so, but just after Christmas, we've all been up here, which has been fantastic, really. So they're all settled in and we're away.
Great. Now, just with your plan, your first time senior coach, you've been around the system with some fantastic coaches and premiership teams, etc. Did you come in with a written down plan and you took the boys into the classroom and say, look, this is what we're going to try and do for the year, or have you tried to do it more out on the field, or both?
Combination of both, and I certainly haven't been very keen in the first couple of weeks to just do a big information dump, so just trying to drip feed that through the pre-season and sort of build towards round one. So I haven't been in a hurry to make sure I don't skip through a few things, but just obviously teaching fundamentals and a little bit about how we want to play football. So combination of in the classroom, reviewing and out on the track, but taking my time just to not skip over things and just feel good that, oh yeah, we've ticked that box and moving on too quick.
You were linked to a fair few senior coaching positions before you eventually went for this one and put your hand up. What appealed to you about this one in particular at the Gold Coast?
I think, number one, the challenge of it. Timing was good for myself and felt, as ready as I'll ever feel. But the challenge that, they haven't been as successful as they would have liked to be, so you don't get too many opportunities to do first in football because a lot of clubs have rich history. So that was an element, and having been part of the Port Adelaide start in the AFL was a great opportunity to be a first there. And so I saw this as a very similar fit that, if we can make this work, it will be, remembered for a long time and get the club on the way and hopefully set it up for some success.
Now, Stewie, the Commonwealth Games are coming and Metricon Stadium is unavailable. Two things. Where are you training at the moment? Out the back oval? Is that?
Yeah, we're training on the back oval.
For those that know the area, yeah.
Once the games are finished, the ground we're actually training on will be our academy ground, and our training ground's also the warm-up track for the Comm game. So currently on our academy training deck, but mind you, it's like Adelaide Oval. The grass is unbelievable. It's one of the better surfaces. I know, even in the AFL, Adelaide Oval and even the ground in Launceston is really impressive, but I've been wrapped with our training ground. There was a few patches, and one of the groundsmen came over and said, oh, sorry about that one. I said, that's fine, it's like carpet, so no excuses there.
Now, I have spoken about this a couple of times, just 11 away games. She's a tough start for you, mate.
Yeah, tough start, but I think I've said previously that personally it's a great opportunity. As a player, I've found that those away trips are really good to get to know each other a little bit further than just out on the track and in the meeting room. So you see the players in different environments, and I think that's a bonus for myself and a few other staff members that are new to really forge good relationships. So, fantastic challenge, and it doesn't get any easier when we start to get some home games either. It's just AFL now. There's no easy games, and they're certainly all a challenge.
Hard to do a Gold Coast interview without bringing up Gary Ablett, and you weren't there really at the time when the decisions were being made to let him go. But from afar, you would have watched it perhaps with an eye on this job. But are you happy with how the club let him go and made the right call? Is that the way you want it to go?
Yeah, I think they have. Obviously, within reason, you obviously got people sign contracts and with good intentions, and certainly sometimes people's situations change. And I think, had it been the first year that he'd asked to come in for a trade, I think it might have been a little bit different. But given it was the second year, and it wasn't a monetary decision, that's for sure. So I think when you put all that information together, it was probably the right time to let him go, even with a fresh start for myself as well. So I think he gave the club some really good service, and one of our he's our most decorated past player now. So although he's on the opposition, I think once he retires, then you know, we look forward to welcoming him in as one of the past players. But I was happy with how it transpired, and even what we got at the trade table for someone of his ability was very comparable to, I guess, when Sam Mitchell went to West Coast and those sort of decisions. So it was fine by me.
And you won't do an interview this year without being asked about Tom Lynch. Your relationship with him, he's out of contract. His manager has said that he'll probably make a call about the halfway stage of the year. How do you find him? Have you had much to do with him? And can you give us an update on his contract status?
Yeah, I've had a lot to do with Tom. So, you know, really heavily invested in the footy club through the trade period. You know, as you know, you grab your captains and your leaders to try and have dinners with people and get them involved. So he was certainly on the front foot with a lot of that stuff to try and get the club moving forward. Now, contracts, you know, he won't make a call, you know, whether it's midway or the end of the season. That's just the nature of footy these days. So we're certainly not putting any time frame on it. We've actually got other things to worry about, and all I can worry about is actually trying to create a good environment and get some success for the footy club, and that should hopefully sway his decision. So, but personally, man to man, I'm not going to ask him about his contract. We're trying to get ready for the season, really, and busier on other things.
Stewie, just from a coaching point of view, when you first start out, do you have someone that you're going to have a coffee with or ring? Have you got someone that would sort of do a mentor program with you, someone to get to lean on? Just every now and again, you might need that. Have you thought about
it? I've got a gentleman named George Stone who was at Hawthorn in the 90s with Alan James, and also Sydney and Melbourne with Roosey through those periods. And I got to know George at Sydney, so he's actually come on board. Basically, his title is coaching advisor. You know, we have our morning coffee meetings and set up the day. And then at the end of the day, you know, we catch up as well just to see how we're going and where we're going. So for me personally, he's been an outstanding, I guess, support for me. Any questions I've got in my own head, I can fire them across to George, and he understands me really well. So I look forward to that relationship. That would be fantastic.
Gee, the Suns had a coaching advisor called me. not that long ago. It didn't work out too well, actually, now I've come to think of it. Good on you. No, I'm really pleased you've got someone. It is, you know, as a young coach, I think it's important just to have someone just to lean on and, you know, just to bounce a few things off.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's the smallest things as well, which, you know, you don't realise at the time, but you might just be sitting on the fence with something, not sure which way to go, and when you actually verbalise it with someone else who understands your philosophy well, you get to answers a lot quicker at times, I think, particularly while you're in your infancy in your career. But going forward, you know, I think whether you're 1 year or 10 years, it's always good to have someone to bounce stuff off that's trusted.
Dewey, as a player, you loved it when the balls came out in pre-season, but in your time, you went on some pretty serious pre-season camps. So Port Adelaide, we went to New Zealand, which was a pretty tough one. I think at Hawthorn, you might have done Kokoda in your time there. What's your thoughts on pre-season camps? Will you put the boys through something similar?
Yeah, I used to love the pre-season camps, and they're some of the first things you remember from your footy career. Funnily enough, for people out there, you go back to that New Zealand camp was unbelievable. Kokoda was amazing, apart from the flight in. That wasn't the best. I wouldn't
You're a very nervous flyer. Is that still the case?
with the little planes, I mean, that plane was a bit of a Plummet Airways, so I wouldn't go back on that.
Plummet Airways? Hey, I'm with you on those small planes, so I'm on with you.
If I did Kokoda again, I'd walk it twice. I'd walk to the start to meet everyone and come back. I wouldn't be flying into that town again, but
yeah.
We're eyeing off a camp in New Zealand hopefully next year. So they had one planned for this year, but given our travel schedule early, the decision was made to not to add further to that. So we've got one sort of parked there, ready to go.
Now you've got two captains currently, Stephen May and Tom Lynch. Do you like that program, and will you keep it?
I do. As a player, I played under just singular captains, but being at Sydney, you know, 1 year there was three. That might have been overkill, but I think two is quite good. You get a couple of different personalities, but also you can transition guys through there. But I do like, particularly with these two lads at their point in their career, to be able to share the load of being a captain, I think, is important as well. So I currently don't see any reason to change it, so we'll work through that towards the end of this month, and obviously the board need to tick that one off, but I can't see my recommendation changing.
Well, Dewey, pleasure to catch up. We're going to follow you with interest. First game is, against North Melbourne at Kazali Stadium. That is on the 24th of March. We can't wait for that. Hope you get off to a great start, and thanks for joining us, and we'll catch up during the year.
Yeah, thanks for that. Cheers.